it's no secret that most Australians get all their news from A Current Affair in Today Tonight. And to be honest, I don't think that's a bad thing at all.
No, it's not a bad thing, Chaz. In fact, here at The Chaser, we think Current Affairs shows teach us so many valuable lessons, we've compiled them into this...
Exclusive.
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 Exclusive segment.
So, what have we learnt this week? Well, first of all, I learnt something about danger. And if you thought the Melbourne ganglands were unsafe, you think again.
Bingles and bashings. Why the local shopping centre car park is the most dangerous place in Australia.
The most dangerous place in Australia. So let's put to the test, shall we? We've got some footage here of the Macquarie Fields riots. Now, they might look dangerous, but they're nothing compared to today, tonight's car park carnage.
Yeah, look, that's nothing. Look at that stuff on the right. Those cars are almost...
That was touched.
He's reverse parking.
Oh, watch out. Watch out. Watch out, he's honking the horn. Now he's trying to park.
That stuff on the left, that fire.
That's nothing.
That's nothing. It's very scary. Look, the thing we really want to focus on today is dodgy guys. Now, luckily, Current Affairs shows have taught us how to identify a dodgy guy. And the trick is, whenever you see one, you'll always hear special dodgy guy music.
Okay, that's what we're talking about. He's a dodgy guy. Here's the music.
I also learnt that whenever they walk along the street, dodgies move in slow motion.
It's true.
Now, you see what I mean here? Extraordinarily slow.
Very slow. And he's got the dodgy music happening still.
And now, on top of that, there are guys who are so dodgy that their unbounded evil makes them warp. Like this.
Look closer at this guy here. He's so dodgy, he's actually disturbing the space-time continuum.
Look at him. Huh?
It's very worrying. It's very worrying, but Andrew... These slow, warping men are all very well, but there is no one slower or warpier than pedophiles and sex offenders.
No, that is so true. Now, look at this turtle pace pedo.
He is evil and he needs to be
very slowly. Now, I reckon this is the reason why sex offenders keep on getting caught. Look how slowly he's moving.
Move on, mate.
Move on, son.
I actually found this works with anybody. Earlier today, I went out and filmed Chaz here just walking along. Here he is, and this is normal Chaz. Now, I put a bit of music, bit of slow-mo. Pedophile Chaz.
Very amusing, Andrew, but what worries me, seriously, is how easy it is to show that the Prime Minister himself is a pedophile. Just look at this.
Oh!
Mr. Howard, how could you?
What a disgrace.
Okay, so in summary, Andrew, what have we learnt from Current Affairs this week?
Well, we've learnt that car parks are deadly and the Prime Minister's a pedophile. So there we go.
I hope that's cleared things up for you, Naomi.
Thank you so very much for your generous help. It's a great result.
No worries.